Texte numéro 30. Focus on HIV prevents us from curing a billion people, say scientists. More than a billion victims of some of the world's most pernicious ailments could be treated with drugs that have annual costs of less than 30p a person. However, the plight of these people is being neglected because resources are being monopolized in developing countries by three major conditions: HIV, malaria, and TB. Even though these diseases infect a much smaller fraction of their populations. This is the warning of experts who say an opportunity to rid the planet of some of its worst scourges, including sleeping sickness, elephantiasis, and river blindness, is being missed because of distorted health policy goals. This is not the fault of pharmaceutical companies, said the professor at Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. They have made available billions of doses of key drugs. Our problem is that we are not providing the impetus or the means for getting these drugs to disease sufferers. People at policy level think that only malaria, TB, and HIV exist in the third world. This is not true. Neglected tropical diseases as a whole, like sleeping sickness or bilharzia, cause more of a burden than these big-name diseases, but are being ignored. Many of these diseases, such as river blindness and elephantiasis, do not kill outright, but leave victims unable to fend for themselves. Others result in death, but only if left untreated for long periods. The health problems posed by these conditions will be highlighted at an international conference in Geneva this month. It will focus on neglected zoonotic diseases, ailments that are transmitted from animals. These include sleeping sickness, a parasitic disease spread by tsetse flies to humans from infected cattle. If you do not try to control sleeping sickness, you can end up with horrendous epidemics, said Professor Sue Welburn of Edinburgh University. Scientists have recently found a cheaper way to deal with sleeping sickness, tackling the animals that act as reservoirs for the disease parasite. Once an infected herd is identified, it can be treated with a drug that kills the parasite and costs 30p per animal. Reservoirs of sleeping sickness parasites can be eradicated. Setting up the necessary infrastructure by combining medical and veterinary services is proving difficult and is typical of the problems of trying to tackle neglected tropical diseases. Most major pharmaceutical companies have pledged to provide, at no cost, billions of doses of the drugs needed to combat these diseases. But many G8 governments have failed to provide the means or impetus to get those drugs to the people who need them, a failure which Molyneux says is a major one. If we can't deliver free drugs to poor people, I don't think there is much else we can do in international health, he said. Adapted from The Observer, November 2010.